This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Francisco Z. Sanchez. Date of birth is July the 15th, 1967. Case ID number is 662-6268. Date of exam, November the 28th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 5/10/2023. Identifying information, this is a 56-year-old married male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebrovascular accident, comma, side effects from ankle surgery on the left side, comma, migraine headaches, comma, hypertension, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in August of 2023, where he worked at maintenance for 30 years at a cotton factory. He states his job was temporary, and he worked 12 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month every year. He states it was a seasonal type job. At the present time, he lives in a house and his wife does not work. He is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, cerebrovascular accident. Number two, side effects from ankle surgery of the left side, migraine headache. Number three, migraine headaches. Number four, hypertension. And number five, hypercholesterolemia. History of allegations. Number one, cerebrovascular accident. The claimant states that in 2022, he presented himself to Knapp Medical Center and was hospitalized for 1 day, secondary to having a cerebrovascular accident, which ended up being small trans-ischemic attacks times four. He presented with mild left hemiparesis and was hospitalized for 1 day at Knapp and then was transferred to McAllen Medical Center for another day of hospitalization. A CT scan was performed which revealed that he had four small ischemic lesions in his brain. When he presented, he had mild left hemiparesis, comma, decreased balance, comma, but normal vision. He states at this time he has problems with glutination and still has a mild slurred speech. He states at the time that he was admitted to the hospital, his mental status was confusion, comma, with decreased memory and decreased cognitive function. He denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. His residual symptoms include mild left hemiparesis, comma, normal balance, comma, normal vision, comma, but mild slurred speech, although his conversation is understandable at this time. He states he has a decreased mental status of decreased memory and cognitive function, which is mild. He denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, and he does not need a cane or walker for assistance. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 60 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top. He was placed on aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, but is no longer taking any medications at this time. He was diagnosed with four small ischemic lesions of the brain, which might have been trans-ischemic attacks. And although they could have been mild cerebrovascular accidents. Allegation number two. Side effects from ankle surgery on the left side. The claimant states that in 2016, he fell and he injured his left ankle and actually fractured his left ankle, resulting in a open reduction internal fixation surgery, which was performed in 2016. The claimant has also had problems with bilateral knee fluid retention, which was removed surgically. X-rays were performed, which confirmed the diagnosis. And his symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels in the morning. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. He states he's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 60 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant uses no assistive devices, and he has no physician at this time. He's on no medications for pain, and his physical activities include mowing the yard, using the weed eater, and cleaning the yard. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and occasionally doing the laundry. He states that he feels pain in his left ankle area, especially when it is cold, and that he's unable to do the same activities that he did before. Allegation number 3, migraine headache. The claimant states that in 2021, he was diagnosed with migraine headaches. He states that it could have been secondary to sinusitis, and that he also suffers from tinnitus. He states the character of the pain is a pressure pain in the frontal area that can last for 3 minutes, and a pain that he usually gets 3 times per week. The associated symptoms include photophobia, comma, paresthesia, comma, and vertigo. He denies any nausea, vomiting, scalp tenderness, or poor vision. He was diagnosed with tension slash migraine headaches, possibly secondary to sinusitis. He states he takes Tylenol 650 milligrams. PRN is needed for the pain, and that it takes usually 4 hours for the headaches to go away. His condition at this time appears to be stable. Allegation number 4, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2021, he was having symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, frontal headaches, comma, but no blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or nephropathy, but has had some small cerebral vascular accidents, times 4, in 2022. His blood pressure at this visit was 175 over 100 mmHg, which is very high. The claimant was on medications for his blood pressure, which was lisinopril 20 milligrams QD, hydralazine 25 milligrams QD, but states he's not taking the medication secondary to lack of funds. His condition does not appear to be well controlled. Number 5, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2022, he was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. He denies any myocardial infarction or peripheral vascular disease, but has had 4 small cerebral vascular accidents by CT scan. He is presently supposed to be on atorvastatin calcium 80 milligrams QD, but he is not taking the medications. Family history. The father died at the age of 72 from explosions of fireworks in Progreso, Mexico. His mother died at the age of 70 from breast cancer. Medications, lisinopril 20 milligrams POQD, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, hydralazine 25 milligrams QD, atorvastatin calcium 80 milligrams QD, As noted earlier, he is not taking any of these medications at this time. Medical problems, hypertension, cerebrovascular accident, times 4, hypercholesterolemia, migraine headaches, mild left hemiparesis, major surgeries, left ankle surgery consisting of a open reduction internal fixation of the length of the left ankle in 2016. He also had 2 knee surgeries to remove fluid in 2007 from inflammation. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1 pack of cigarettes per day for 30 years. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks 3 beers per day for 30 years. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 227 pounds, height 5 feet 11 inches, BP 175 over 100 mmHg, heart rate 80 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, BMI 31.5, general. This is a 56-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the last 2 sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/30, pinhole is 20/25, binocular uncorrected is 20/25, the claimant does not wear glasses at this time. Could you please drop down to extremities? The claimant did have clubbing and some cyanosis on some of the upper extremities of the hands. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. There is a 6-centimeter left ankle medial scar, which is vertical, and also a 25-centimeter lateral left ankle scar from an open reduction internal fixation of the left ankle. There is also a 3-centimeter vertical scar of the right knee and a 2-centimeter scar of the left knee where fluid was removed. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert but was not oriented times 3 and had fairly good eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent and he did have slurred speech and his mood was appropriate for the time. The claimant did have some decreased clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair. And he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. He did appear to have a mildly increased reflex of the left upper and lower extremities. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not grossly intact. The claimant has problems with cranial nerves 9, 10, and 11, and 12. Cerebellar. The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. The lumbar sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. He does suffer from left hemiparesis of the left upper and lower extremities. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. Could you go ahead and drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. X-ray of the left ankle, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks, but does not speak well, secondary to a mild slurred speech. He also has problems with glutination and swallowing his food. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the left ankle and possibly the bilateral knee area. However, physical exam was basically normal. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity, except for mildly decreased vision. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations secondary to a slurred speech, and does have some other restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to decreased memory, decreased cognitive function, and mild slurred speech. Probable diagnoses, number one, cerebral vascular accident, - very mild left hemiparesis consisting of numbness but normal motor function along with mild slurred speech and difficulty in swallowing. Number two, side effects from left ankle surgery. Normal physical exam at this time. The claimant is able to ambulate well and physical exam was normal. Number three, migraine headaches. May be secondary to sinusitis and high blood pressure. The claimant is self-medicating himself at this time. Hypertension, blood pressure was 175 over 100 mmHg. The claimant is not taking his medication and he appears to be poorly controlled. Number five, hypercholesterolemia, not being treated at this time, secondary to lack of funds, and has had four small cerebral vascular accidents, which has not been confirmed by CT scan as far as having the records to confirm it. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Francisco Z. Sanchez.